Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers. When I read today's Gospel, the first thought, or actually question, that came to my mind is, what's the urgency? What's the hurry? You see, the situation is we have Jesus in a home teaching the disciples and others, and then come along outside Jesus' mother, his brother, and his sisters. And they want to talk to Jesus, and so they send word in, can he please come out, I suppose. And Jesus says to the one who brings him the message, well, who's my mother? Who are my brothers? Who are my sisters? What's the hurry here? Jesus then looks around the room, and he says, look, here are my mother and my brothers and my sisters. All of us here together, we are one. Today's Gospel strikes one of the main themes of the ministry of Jesus, the ministry of inclusion, not exclusion. Everyone who comes to Jesus is welcomed, is accepted, and by the welcome and the accepting of Jesus, they are healed, they are made whole. And this is our call as well. Not to exclude, but to include. I think the main thought of Jesus, the main aim of his mission, is how many more can I include? How many more can I bring in? I think that Jesus would think that the very thought of excluding anyone from his welcome, from his touch, from his ministry, he would find abhorrent. And so, through today's Gospel, Jesus is asking us to have thoughts only of inclusion. How can we bring others into the circle of our life? And not only the circle of our life, but the circle of God's life. And we even need to consider how we refer to God, how we need to have an inclusive idea of God. I began reading a new book called The Liberating Path of the Hebrew Prophets. And the author does a very interesting thing. Normally, in the Gospels, in the Scriptures, we see God and Lord, Almighty God, mentioned many, many times. But every time these words are mentioned in the Scriptures, this author says, the living presence. He refers to God as the living presence. And I find that not only intriguing, but very powerful. Meditating on God as the living presence takes God down from the high heavens, from someone totally absent or far from us, and brings God close to us, a living presence that surrounds us, that's within us, that's in everyone and everything that we see and hear and touch and smell. The living presence of God surrounds us all of the time. And I think this is part of what Jesus is trying to teach in today's Gospel, the living presence of Him, the living presence of the Divine One, the living presence that dwells within each and every single person. And so our call, our ministry, if you will, as individuals, as people, as communities of faith, must be one of radical inclusivity.